morning to have with us Brother Tyler Gilreath.
This morning I would like to talk about buying and selling. On Tuesday, October 29, 1929, the stock market crashed in this country. This led to what we know as the Great Depression. Many people were homeless. Many people had little to eat. Many stopped looking for work, paralyzed by their bleak chances and lack of self-respect. But despite the poverty that many suffered during the time of the Depression, all men had the same ability to buy the same thing. No, it was not the nicest homes of the day. No, it was not the nicest vehicles. No, it was not the nicest clothes. See, it was something far more precious than these things. All men had the ability to buy the truth. In this sermon, I will discuss how we must, number one, buy the truth, and how we must, number two, not sell out the truth. We must buy the truth. Well, what is truth? Pilate asked Christ the same question. He said, what is truth? In John 18:38. If you remember in John 14:6, Christ said, I am the way, notice, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. His word is truth. Sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. John 17:17. So there is no doubt that Christ is the truth and that the word of God is also the truth. Well, now that we know what truth is, what are we supposed to do with truth? Well, number one, we are to purchase the truth. Buy the truth and sell it not. Proverbs 23:23. When we purchase something, we understand that that object which we have purchased belongs to us. Say you purchase a new vehicle. Where are you going to park the new vehicle right when you bring it home? Well, chances are you're going to move the old vehicle to the driveway and the new vehicle to the garage. Well, why? Because you understand that what you have purchased, your new vehicle, is precious to you. It means something to you. It has value. But why is it that in this country, people use the Word of God as a decoration for their coffee table, or some even have the audacity to use it as a coaster for their beer? When we purchase the truth, let us hold it near and dear to our hearts. All men have the opportunity, and all men have the obligation to purchase the truth. But not only must we purchase the truth, number two, we must praise the truth. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Psalm 119:97. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thou counselest of old and faithfulness of truth. Isaiah 25:1. Many people think that they deserve all praise and glory. But we must give God all praise and glory. Hebrews 13:15, John 9:24. Isn't it sad that so many people do not give God and His Word all glory and praise? But you see, one day, all men will give God praise. That's what He said. 1 Corinthians 4:5, therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of heart. And notice, and then shall every man have praise of God. You see, all men will want to praise God one day, the day of judgment, but it'll be too late. All men want to praise God one day, but today, brethren, we must praise God. Let us always praise the truth. Not only must we praise the truth, number three, we must preach the truth. We are to speak the truth in love, Ephesians 4:15. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine, 2 Timothy 4:2. We must preach because it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, notice, it is the power of God. You know, Christ knew that there was power in preaching, for He appointed His 12 disciples to preach, Mark 3:14. And He ordained 12 that they should be with Him, and that He might send them forth to preach. Brethren, we must go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, Mark 16:15. If we fail to preach the truth, then Satan will strangle the life out of the church of Christ. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. 1 Corinthians 9:16. Brethren, let us preach the truth to this lost and dying world. Not only must we preach the truth, but number four, we must practice the truth. Do we teach others and preach to others about being a Christian when we are not acting like Christians ourselves? You know, Romans 2:21-23 renders the idea of hypocrisy. Thou therefore that teachest another, teachest not thyself. Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou rob temples? Thou who gloriest in the law through the transgression of the law, dishonorest thou God? Brethren, if we can't practice what we preach, then we need to do God a favor and quit preaching. But you see, we can practice what we preach. We must walk in truth. 2 John 1:3-4 reads, grace, mercy, peace shall be with us from God the Father and from Christ Jesus, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. And notice this verse. I rejoice greatly that I found thy children walking in truth, even as we receive the commandment from the Father. Can you imagine the judgment day, and it is your turn to be judged, and God says to you, I have found you walking in truth. Enter ye in. I could not think of a more comforting thing that God could say to me than, I have found you walking in truth. Brethren, may we always practice the truth. Well, so far this morning, we have noticed how we must buy the truth. But number two, our second point of this morning is, we must be careful not to sell out the truth. Many people sell out the truth by, number one, perverting it. They seem to make the act of perverting the Scriptures their primary objective in life. Jeremiah 23:36, Acts 13:10, Galatians 1:7. Far too many people pervert the truth in the matter of worship to Jehovah God. Paul writes in Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So people that worship God with instruments have sold out the truth by perverting God's commandment for music and our worship to Him. Others pervert the truth by attempting to redefine marriage. Christ said to the Pharisees, have you not read that he which made them in the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this cause shall man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What God hath joined together, notice, let not man put asunder. Matthew 19:9. You see, God has defined what marriage is supposed to be. In the beginning, God created Adam and Eve. He didn't create Adam and Steve. Those who attempt to redefine marriage have sold out the truth. Not only has the truth been sold out by individuals perverting it, but number two, the truth has been sold out by people trying to pretty it up. Many people sell out by prettying up the truth, do they not? They think that if they can disguise whatever sin they are committing, then they are not guilty of that sin. They think that they will be okay if they can just cover up the sin and call it pretty. 1 Corinthians 3:17, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Many people try to pretty up drinking and smoking. But brethren, it does defile the temple of God. Let's call drinking and smoking for what it really is. It is sin. How can anyone call something pretty that biteth, that stingeth like an adder and biteth like a serpent? We must call drinking and smoking for what it really is. It is sin. Many religious people have sold out the truth because they call themselves Reverend or Holy Father. They think that these titles make them look glorified or closer to God. But in all actuality, what they are doing is slapping God in the face. Psalm 111 says, holy and reverend is His name. Now, we are not to call God literally reverend. This is an adjective of His name. But many today will call themselves reverend as if it describes them. But it says, reverend is His name. Matthew 23:9, and call no man your father. For one is your Father, which is in heaven. When we use these titles to describe us, we have sold out the truth because these names belong to God. Many so-called preachers have sold out the truth by not taking a stand on the other religions of the world. I'm going to read you a quick interview with Joel Osteen and Larry King Live, and notice how Joel Osteen has sold out the truth. Larry King said, "What if you're Jewish or Muslim, or you don't accept Christ at all?" Osteen replied, "You know, I'm very careful about saying who and who wouldn't go to heaven. I don't know." Larry King said, "If you believe you have to believe in Christ, they're wrong, aren't they?" Osteen replied, "Well, I don't know if I believe they're wrong. I believe here's what the Bible teaches, and from the Christian faith, this is what I believe. But I just think that only God could judge a person's heart." He went on to say, "I spent a lot of time in India with my father, and I don't know all about the religion, but I've seen their sincerity. I know they love God. So I don't know. I know for me and what the Bible teaches, I want to have a relationship." Joel Osteen has sold out the truth because he would not take a stand on the other religions in the world. Too many people try to pretty up the truth. Let's call sin for what it really is. Not only do many people sell out the truth by prettying up, many people sell out the truth by penkniving the Scriptures. If you have your Bible, please turn it to Jeremiah 36, Jeremiah 36, verses 21 through 25 and 27 through 31. We're going to see here how King Jehoiakim penknifed the truth. Verse 21, chapter 36. "So the king sent Jehadiah to fetch the roll, and he took out Elishama, the scribe's chamber, and Jehadiah read it in the ears of the king and the ears of the princes which stood before the king. Now the king sat in a winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire on the hearth burning before him. And it came to pass that when Jehadiah had read three or four leaves, he cut it out with a penknife and cast it into the fire that was on the hearth until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. Yet they were not afraid, nor rent their garments, neither the king nor any of his servants that heard all these words. Nevertheless, Elnathan, Deliah, and Jemariah had made intercession to the king that he would not burn the roll, but he would not hear them." Verse 27. "Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah after the king had burned the roll, and the words which Baruch wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, 'Take thee again another roll, and write it in it all the former words which were in the first roll, which Jehoiakim the king of Judah hath burned. And thou shalt say to Jehoiakim king of Judah, Thus shalt the Lord, thou hast burned this roll, saying, Why hast thou written therein, saying, The king of Babylon shall certainly come and destroy this land, and shall cause to cease from thence man and beast. Therefore saith the Lord of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have none to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out in the day to the heat, in the night to the frost. And I will punish him and his seed and his servants for their iniquity, and I will bring them, and I will bring upon them and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and upon the men of Judah, all the evil that I have pronounced against them, but they hearkened not." King Jehoiakim penknifed the scroll. Why? Because he simply did not want to hear it. Many Christians today have sold out the truth by penknifing Hebrews 10:25 out of the Scriptures. They would much rather sleep in or watch a ball game or go fishing and hunting than to be here where you are this morning at the worship services. Many religious people have sold out the truth by penknifing the one church out of the Bible. Matthew 16:18, Acts 2:47, 1 Corinthians 4:14-12, Colossians 1:18, Ephesians 4:4. Many televangelists have sold out the truth by penknifing hell out of their teachings and out of their preaching. If you ever listen to these men, they could be called cotton candy, sweet preachers, because all they want to do is build you up. They never want to get down to the Bible and what it has to say about subjects such as hell. Brethren, when we too do not teach on hard subjects of hell, I know it's a hard thing, but hell is a real place and many people will be there. When we do not teach on hell, we too have sold out the truth. Well, let's notice that this truth is also sold out when people penknife the Lord's teachings on divorce right out of the gospel according to Matthew. Matthew 19:9 says, "And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whosoever marrieth her which is put away, doth commit adultery. The only scriptural reason that God gives for divorce is that of fornication. Brethren, let us teach on subjects such as hell and fornication, so that people may have knowledge of them, so they can abstain from them. Well, within this sermon, we have discussed what we must do with the truth. We discussed that, number one, we had to purchase the truth. Number two, we had to praise the truth. Number three, we must preach the truth. And number four, we must practice the truth. We also notice how many people like to sell out the truth. Many people sell out the truth by perverting it, by prettying it up, and by penknifing the Scriptures. Brethren, the truth is so valuable. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, the much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Psalms 19:10. Therefore, buy the truth and sell it not. Well, maybe you're here this morning and you are not a Christian. You know, you need to become one. You must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, Mark 16:16. You must repent of your sins, Luke 13:3. You must confess the sweet name of Christ, Matthew 10:32. And you must be baptized into Christ, Acts 2:38.